I have a jury with me today. Jury came to me today with a few problems. Number one is testicular pain, which you have for like 3 years or so.
2 years.
2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Asthma, tinnitus, plantar fasciitis, means the bottom of the feet hurt from inflammation. And what else? Irritable bowel syndrome.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
A little bit of back pain.
A little bit of back pain. Right.
Okay. Why don't I let you tell your story?
Well, I started having the testicular pain about 2 years ago, and I've been to a number of pain specialists and haven't received much help. I've had asthma all my life.
How many pain specialists have you gone?
Actually, only one. You're the second one.
Oh, okay.
Just one, Dr. Tatius down in Newport.
Okay.
But I saw a urologist for the pain. He couldn't help me.
Okay.
And he sent me to the pain specialist, and he'd be able to give me some relief, but it never has gone away.
Mm.
And
what did he do?
Dr. Page has put me on Neurontin and
drugs.
One of the medication, I can't recall the name of it.
Okay.
So that's helped some. That's alleviated the pain, but it comes and goes. It's never gone away completely.
Mm. That's what I call a Band-Aid treatment.
Well,
you know, drugs, any drugs are Band-Aid treatment.
Yeah, it seemed to be trying to treat the symptom, but it never really caused it to go away.
Even if it's effective, it's actually a worse news, because that will make you feel like that the problem being taken care of.
Yes.
Okay, but the underlying disease is never being treated by the drugs.
Right.
So that you keep on rotting your body. So if it works for you, it's actually worse. If it doesn't work for you, you'll stimulate and make you go around and look for the real cure, such as your case.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you have now?
Well, I've had asthma all my life.
Oh.
And the asthma's been pretty well under control up until just about last week. It flared up last week. Well, with just with Preventil and Aerobid and Accolade, those three things. But
and
no,
how about the steroids that you took? Was that
well? I've taken oral steroids a lot, but I haven't taken any oral steroids in 6 months.
Okay, a lot means how many years?
Oh, years and years and years.
Oh,
I mean,
gee.
Yeah, years.
that's one of the reasons why you're immune deficient. You'll be immune deficient, yes.
Other people say that really screws up your immune system, I know.
And your skin, you see a brownness, a discoloration
in your
skins. Mm-hmm. So the main problem today that you came to me, the worst problem was?
Was the testicular pain.
Yes.
And I'd say secondly, the plantar fasciitis.
And the asthma.
And then the asthma, that's right,
The asthma was more symptomatic today, right?
Possibly, because I haven't had much asthma until just recently.
I see.
I was almost asthma-free for about 6 months, and it sort of coming back last week.
Mm.
And I had some today.
Okay. And how many medications are you taking right now?
About six or seven.
Six or seven different things?
Yes, uh-huh.
Do you recall them at all or no?
Yeah, I can remember most of them. I wrote them down. I can recall them.
Why don't you tell me some of them so I tell you what?
Okay.
Well, actually, you have the first treatment right now from us. How do you feel?
Well, my testicular pain isn't as great. There's still a little bit on the right side.
Okay.
My lungs feel better.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My lungs feel more open. The tinnitus seems to be less. There's still pain in my feet. It hasn't gone away.
Okay, I haven't treated that much too much.
Yeah. The pain in my feet seems to be about the same as it was when I got here.
I was explaining to you your testicular pain, your tinnitus, your plantar fasciitis, and low back pain. In fact, your asthma is all part of your kidney problem. And your kidney problem is partly due to all the stress in the past. Okay. Have you had any panic disorder, anxiety in the past?
Yes, a lot.
A lot?
Okay. A lot. I was, because of all the prednisone, I ended up in depression. I had to go into Charter Hospital.
Oh.
I was in severe depression. I'm sure it was from the prednisone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I had panic disorder. I had insomnia. I was just terrible. It was a mess.
The reason is that the prednisone suppresses your adrenal.
Mm-hmm.
The adrenal and the kidney are in the same area, same organ. So when the kidney take care of anxiety, take care of fear. And that's the reason why you develop the panic disorder.
Wow.
So even the prednisone, that's what I was saying. If it helps the symptom, it's actually a worse news.
Mm-hmm.
You think the problem is being taken care of, but then the underlying disease continue to decay your body, plus the side effect of the medication you're taking, like the steroid.
Yeah.
Okay? Then you end up with all these other things. So eventually you have to deal with the real problem. Tell us some of the medications, and I'll tell you which one to drop.
Okay, well, I'm taking 24 milligrams of Neurontin.
Okay.
I can't remember the new one he started with. Something like Gin. Starts with G. I can't remember the name of it. Something new he gave me.
Mm.
I wrote it down. They have it out there.
Okay.
I'm taking Proscar for enlarged prostate.
You don't need to take that.
Okay. And you say I can stop the Neurontin too?
Right now, yes.
Stop Neurontin, stop Proscar?
Neurontin and the Proscar and whatever G, maybe gabapentin, I'm not sure. I saw
I think gabapentin and Neurontin are the same thing, aren't they? I read about it.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't learn those things because I know I'm going to drop it anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't have to taper down off. You just quit taking it?
You don't. No,
okay.
Yeah, you come back to me in 2 days, no?
Okay.
If you drop it and something happens, you can always take it.
Right, okay. Yeah.
But my guess is that you're not going to need it.
Okay. Well, I've only taken, I think, one today. So
you don't need it. Okay.
What else am I? Oh, I'm taking Acolyte for asthma.
Okay.
Acolyte.
Well, if you breathe like this, you don't need to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you breathe like this and you're not short of breath, don't even take the inhaler. Because you're not supposed to be helping your body from outside.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to get your body working by itself.
Okay.
You may not be able to drop all the medication.
Right.
If you need any, you go ahead and take it.
Right.
In the next time or third time, you'll definitely be able to take everything off.
Well, yeah, sometimes I feel like I have to use the inhalers. I mean, if I start wheezing,
If you start wheezing, then go ahead and take it.
I take that.
Right.
But the Acolyte's always, the Acolyte seems to help me a lot since I started taking it.
Like I told you, you help you a lot, that is misleading. It's actually going to hurt you later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just like the steroid helped you a lot in the past.
Right.
Okay, then you end up with panic disorder and all these other things.
Oh, yeah.
Rely on my treatment.
Okay.
My treatment does not use any drugs. And we'll be only giving you some supplement that are food and homeopathic that are the energy essence of food. They're all natural stuff.
Okay.
The whole idea is to get your body working by itself, not relying on any outside help.
So the body's going to heal itself, is that right?
Yes.
I've read about that before.
Yeah, you look at my website, you'll see people with asthma. Check under asthma, I have treated many testicular pain before, but not everybody will write a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why it's much better to have this interview.
Right,
it's easier to talk about your problem than writing.
It's going down.
So basically, the seven drugs you take.
I'm trying to think. There's another one I didn't mention.
Proscar.
The inhalers are Prevenil and Aerobid.
Yeah.
So I guess those are. And I take them Valium occasionally, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Try not to take any of this stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Even the two inhalers, maybe you only should take one when you have a problem with breathing. And if one doesn't do it, then you take two. But my guess is that you will need it.
Okay.
Okay. Thursday, we'll give you another treatment. And plus that, we give you some herb today.
Right, okay.
Okay, that will be able to help, too.
Right.
And on Thursday, we'll do the kinesiology test to find out what supplement and homeopathic remedy you need.
Okay.
And I can tell you, after second treatment, you will not need any of these medications.
Well, I'd love to not take them. I don't want to take them, but they have help, so obviously I've taken them.
On the second treatment, all your improvement will be more pronounced.
Well, that's wonderful.
But some of your problem may come back between now and then, because you have this problem for 3 years.
Yeah.
And prior to that, you already have all these problems.
Oh, yeah, I've had asthma forever.
Yeah, exactly, okay. But your asthma will be cured from us, by us, within 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, that's wonderful.
And you'll be stabilized with the supplements.
Right.
If you don't take the supplement, your problem will come back sooner or later.
Well, I'll take the supplement.
But you take a supplement, like I say, our food is not grown from the right kind of soil.
Right.
That pesticides, steroids, drugs, so try to eat organic food, organic meat, and organic grown.
Okay.
Fruits and vegetables.
Well, I'll try to find. I think there's a Mother's out in Mission Viejo now. There's a new one opening up, I think, at Mission Viejo.
Yes. You mentioned that you had also taken some acupuncture treatment in the past.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Can you compare their treatment with our treatment?
Well, of course, they didn't give me the injections like you did.
Okay.
So
how about the results? What's the difference?
Well, I mean, I guess when they gave me the treatments, I didn't feel the results in my chest immediately.
Not as much.
Yeah, I was wheezing quite a bit before you started. Now my wheezing seems to have stopped.
Yes.
So I would say I got more immediate result from yours than
and
from just
deeper.
Regular treatment.
The breathing is deeper, right?
Yeah, my lungs feel pretty clear and pretty relaxed and everything. Yeah.
And don't forget, all you have is a little bit of Novocaine.
Yeah.
And mostly saline.
Realize it.
So what I did was I give you back all the light that you are lacking in different parts of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And that light is what runs your body. And that's the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. With Western medicine and even a lot of alternative doctors, they don't understand what this life is. You know, nutrition, vitamins. Vitamins are drugs.
Mm-hmm.
You have to use whole food that contain the vitamin.
Mm-hmm.
Because whole food have life in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we probably going to talk to you again in about 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, fine.
And at that time, you be a very, very happy man.
I look forward to it.
Yeah. You already see some of the results, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm glad that I came here just really for one thing, but I'm glad that you can treat everything.
I told you, you cannot just treat one thing.
Yeah, I see.
You have to treat everything because those things are just symptoms, different facets
mm-hmm.
of your problem. And each individual have a different problem. You really cannot do like randomized study on one symptom. Each patient had to be cured. You cure the patient, mm-hmm. you don't cure the symptom. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you said so. I'm surprised. You said so much that stems from my kidneys. I mean, my lungs, I wouldn't think they'd be connected with my kidneys.
The kidney helps the lungs to grab the energy.
Mm-hmm.
If the kidney is not working, you can breathe in and out. The energy will not get stuck into the lung.
Okay.
Okay. That's how the Chinese found this out.
Oh, really?
That's how. It takes too long to explain that. But the kidney definitely. You know, a lung problem, even heart problem, had to do with the kidney.
Well, that I didn't understand. I didn't realize there was a connection between the kidney and the lungs.
Yes. Anyway, thanks for the interview, and then we'll talk to you maybe like 3 weeks.
Okay, sure. Of course.